Chapter 5. And it happened, when all the kings of the Amorites, who were beyond the Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, who were by the sea, heard how that the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan from before the sons of Israel, until they had passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them any more, because of the sons of Israel. At that time, the Lord said to Joshua, "Make flint knives, and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time." Joshua made himself flint knives, and circumcised the children of Israel at the hill of the foreskins. This is the reason Joshua circumcised all the people who came out of Egypt, who were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness by the way, after they came out of Egypt. For all the people who came out were circumcised, but all the people who were born in the wilderness by the way as they came out of Egypt had not been circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, until all the nation, that is, the men of war who came out of Egypt, perished, because they did not listen to the voice of the Lord, those to whom the Lord swore that they would not see the land which the Lord swore to their ancestors that he would give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. And their children, whom he raised up in their place, were circumcised by Joshua, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them on the way. And it happened, when they were done circumcising all the nation, that they stayed in their places in the camp until they were healed. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away the disgrace of Egypt from off you." Therefore the name of that place was called Gilgal, to this day. The children of Israel camped in Gilgal. They kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at evening in the plains of Jericho. They ate unleavened cakes and parched grain of the produce of the land on the next day after the Passover, in the same day. The manna ceased on the next day, after they had eaten of the produce of the land. The children of Israel did not have manna any more, but they ate of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. It happened, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and look, a man stood in front of him with his sword drawn in his hand. Joshua went to him, and said to him, "Are you for us, or for our adversaries?" And he said to him, "Truly I am the commander of the army of the Lord. Now I have come." And Joshua fell face down to the ground and worshipped, and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" The commander of the army of the Lord said to Joshua, "Take your shoes off of your feet, for the place on which you stand is holy." Joshua did so.